Do you need to hear that there's someone to help you carry your burden? Or do you simply need to sit and enjoy the presence of God? Then, In the Beginning is the program for you. In the Beginning, every Wednesday at 2010 hours, live from the studios of Millennium Radio. And if you're a man or woman of God and would like to take part in this program, if you would like to offer a Bible-based counsel and encouragement, then please get in touch with us on 097-220-4772. Remember, to take part in this program as a man or woman of God, you need to call 097-220-4772. In the Beginning. Terms and conditions apply.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Stakeholders react to FRA's 340 quarter maize price, mixed views emerge. Paramount Chief Mpezeni criticizes lack of consultation on constitution amendment bill. Suicide bomber killed in Uganda on Christian Holy Day, army says.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. We start with stakeholders in the agriculture sector have offered mixed reactions to the Food Reserve Agency FRA's announcement that it will purchase a 50 kg bag of maize at 340 kwacha for the 2024-2025 marketing season. Millers Association of Zambia MAZ President Andrew Chintala described the price as competitive, stating that the FRA based its decision on available resource envelope. He noted that while some stakeholders may offer higher prices, the agency's price remains within a reasonable range.
This is the Food Reserve Agency buying price. I'm glad, obviously, a question was asked in terms of what modalities did they use to come up with that price. Obviously, consultations have been done amongst stakeholders, and I think they've gone with the average in terms of what they feel is sufficient to support their resource envelope. So it talked about what they've been funded to actually buy. So this translates into so many things, but for us, I must say that it's a fair price. And also the quantity that is mentioned, that sends a very, very strong and positive signal to the market that they're buying 543,000 metric tons out of the 3.65. So that leaves you with about 3.1 million metric tons.
And the Grain Traders Association spokesperson, Yota Mukandaure, echoed similar sentiments, saying that the price is cost-reflective and fair to the farmers when current input and production costs are taken into account. However, Zambia Network for Small-Scale Farmers Executive Director Edward Insama expressed disappointment over the modest 10 kwacha increase from the last year's rate. He said that the small-scale farmers had expected a more substantial adjustment in light of the rising input cost. Despite this, Mr. Ansama acknowledged the FRA's explanation for not exceeding the 340 kwacha threshold, describing it as satisfactory.
And there hasn't been much change from the previous year and the last year, and it's like the prices of fertilizer have been consistent stable. There hasn't been much rise or much reduction. So for now, we can say it's okay, it's fine. Because there is little that government can do at the moment, apart from maintaining the prices, the same prices, even though 10 quarter, I think, is not enough.
Meanwhile, Speaker, Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga has criticized the Food Reserve Agency FRA newly announced maize floor price of 340 kwacha for the 2024-2025 marketing season, describing it as a mockery to farmers. Mr. Kapyanga argued that the new price is not cost reflective, considering the high input costs such as fertilizer, labor and transport. He warned that the low price will push farmers into losses and make them vulnerable to briefcase buyers offering slightly higher price rates, potentially jeopardizing the national food security. Mr. Kapyanga added that the farmers had opted for a floor price of at least 500 kwacha to break even and sustain their livelihoods.
Very sad day for my farmers in Mpika, including myself as a farmer, because farmers had expected the price, the maize floor price for 2025 to go up, say, somewhere around 500, 600 kwacha, as expected. But to our surprise, the government has just increased by 10 kwacha. Looking at how expensive fertilizer and seeds were, including the labor for farming, the 10 kwacha increment is a mockery to the farmers. It's a mockery to the farmers, and it will present an opportunity for briefcase farmers to buy maize from our farmers.
Paramount Chief Mpezeni of the Ngoni people in Eastern Province has expressed concern over the drafting process of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, citing insufficient consultation with the traditional leaders. During a courtesy call by Justice Minister Princess Kasune at his Epundukeni Palace in Feni, the traditional leader said chiefs had been sidelined despite their historic role in representing the interests of the people. He acknowledged that while the bill contains progressive proposals, especially those promoting inclusion of women and youth, it lacked broad-based engagement. Paramount Chief Mpezeni emphasized that previous governments had made deliberate efforts to involve traditional leaders and other stakeholders in the constitution-making process. He said that it was surprising that the current administration had not followed suit. In response, Justice Minister Kasune stated that the UPND government is working to address long-standing constitutional gaps. She said Bill 7 aims to enhance inclusivity by treating additional constituencies for underrepresented groups, including women, youth, and persons with disabilities.
And as you are aware, he is not the first one to have noted this gap in our constitution. The previous government did notice this gap. Unfortunately, the bill that was introduced never made it, and that was due to it. And it is for this reason, Your Royal Highness, that again, the issue of delimitation has become very prominent in the conversation of the constitutional amendment. Why? Because literally it's over, it's since 1991 that we ever had constituencies expanded. And the suggestion now is that 55 constituencies be added.
Now, a 52-year-old woman from Lusaka's garden compound found in possession of her husband's skeletal remains has pleaded not guilty to causing the death, along with four co-accused. Sylvia Mutaba, her three daughters, Wendy, Sandra, and Natasha, and their neighbor, Peteria Mbandama,